Mental deficiency, 智力缺陷。
Would you mind telling me, doctor? Bob asked, how you detect a mental deficiency in somebody who appears completely normal? Nothing is easier, he replied. You ask him a simple question which everyone should answer with no trouble. If he hesitates, that puts you on the track.
Well, what sort of question?
Well, you might ask him, Captain Cook made 3 trips around the world and died during one of them. Which one? Bob thought for a moment and then said with a nervous laugh,
You wouldn't happen to have another example, would you? I must confess, I don't know much about history.
医生，你能不能告诉我？鲍勃问，对于一个看上去很正常的人，你是怎样判断出他有智力缺陷的呢？
太没有比这更容易的了，医生回答，问他一个简单的问题，简单到所有人都知道答案，如果他回答的不干脆，那你就知道是怎么回事了。
那要问什么样的问题呢？
你可以这样问，库克船长环球旅行了3次，但是在其中一次的途中他去世了，是哪一次呢？
鲍勃想了一会儿，紧张地回答道，你就不能问另外一个问题吗？坦率地说，我对历史了解的不是很多。
Tell you more，
来讲解一下相关的语言点。 Mental deficiency， 智力缺陷。 Deficiency，D-E-F-I-C-I-E-N-C-Y， 缺陷，缺乏。 Would you mind telling? Would you mind doing something? 句型，你介意做什么什么吗？关于这个句型有两点需要注意。第一个是 mind 后面要用 doing 的形式，第二是回答的时候用 yes 回答时表示介意，回答 no 是不介意。 Nothing is easier，没有比这更容易的了，很口语化的表达方式，意思相当于 That's very easy， 但是表达来远远要比后者有文采。 Hesitate， H-E-S-I-T-A-T-E， 犹豫，踌躇。 Put somebody on the track， 俚语，意思类似于那你就明白了，那你就知道结果了。You wouldn't happen to have another example, would you? 你不愿意用另外一个例子，不是吗？反义疑问句，起到了加强语气的作用。要注意这种前否定后肯定的反义疑问句的回答方式。例如这句话，如果回答 Yes, I would, 意思是不，我愿意；要是回答 No, I wouldn't, 意思就是是的，我不愿意。好了，今天的讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。